Now, we all know how fabulous we feel when we have a massage, but massages aren't just for relaxing, and they're used for many health purposes. But what about for babies? Just how beneficial are they, and how do parents know when and how to massage an infant? Well, Heidi McLaughlin is the founder of the Infant Massage Information Service, and she joins us on the line. Heidi, good afternoon.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
Listen, apart from health issues, I'm very well, thank you, by the way, but apart from health issues, how can a baby benefit from just being massaged?
Yeah, there's quite a long list of research benefits from the massage, actually, but to pick out a few that some people might not think of straight off the bat is massage can actually help to strengthen their immune system. So that's one that parents are often quite happy to hear about.
Mm-hmm.
It reduces stress hormone levels, not only in the baby, but also in the parents.
Right.
As well.
When you're actually doing the massage.
Yeah, that's right. So it helps to calm the parents down. And research has found that parents and grandparents who massage experience less anxiety and have fewer depressive symptoms and have improved mood and self-esteem.
Mm.
So as well as being good for the baby, it's good for the person performing the massage as well. And then, you know, of course, there's some common benefits that people think of as well, like helping with their sleep and helping with things like wind and colic and those kind of things.
So how do you know exactly what to do, though? Because I'm thinking of my precious little bundle. I wouldn't want to do anything wrong, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Heidi, can you push too hard sort of thing?
You don't do the wrong bit.
It's good to learn the appropriate strokes to use and to learn about what sort of pressure to use. A lot of people in Australia don't have the situation where they can learn from extended family members, which is what happens in countries like India, where it's passed from generation to generation. We don't have that so much in Australia. So we do recommend that parents see a certified infant massage instructor or paediatric massage consultant, and you can check that they have a certificate issued by the Infant Massage Information Service to ensure that they're properly trained.
Right.
And they work with parents and teach them the appropriate techniques to use and tell them about what oils to use with their baby and how to time the massage and anything else that they need to know about massage time.
Now, just saying something sort of really obvious, when I go for a massage, I've got my face buried in a hole, in a table, and I'm face down and all the rest of it. This is not what we do with babies.
No. The safest place to massage them is actually on the floor. So at home, if you're giving them a massage, you get down a change mat and a blanket or a towel to lie down on the floor, and if you just sit in front of the lounge with them, that way, because they're covered in oil and your hands are covered in oil, when you're massaging them, the floor's safest, they've got nowhere to fall.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're not pushing their face into the floor, though, are you?
No, yeah, so you're lying on their back for most of the massage.
Ah.
When you get to back massage, there's actually five different positions that we teach parents to use for back massage. Some of them can lie on their tummy, just depends if they're happy with tummy time or not.
Mm-hmm.
And other times you can give them a cuddle to massage their back or sit them up if they're a little bit bigger or lie them
on
their
side. Oh, how nice is that?
I mean, I can't keep my hands off my bub whenever she's around. You know, I'm always cuddling or giving her a little back tickle.
Well, that's the point I was going to make, Heidi, that touching is so important, isn't it, for little infants?
It is, yeah. So it's very important, especially in the first few months of life, but certainly ongoing as they're growing. Touch is extremely important for their development.
So is there somewhere where, you know, because if people are going to try this, it's really important that they know exactly what they're doing. So is there somewhere we can go? Do you have a website or somewhere we can get some info?
So parents can find a list of qualified instructors on the baby massage website.
Mm-hmm.
So the address for that is the Infant Massage Information Service site. And the address is www.babymassage.org.au. And there's a list of qualified instructors, and there's also some information on there about certificate training as well, if anybody's wanting to train to learn how to work with parents and become an instructor themselves.
Fantastic. Heidi McLaughlin, the founder of the Infant Massage Information Service, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you.
There you go. And that website again, www.babymassage.org.au. Now,